Welcome to Tales She Told Me, a podcast featuring ordinary women who have overcome and done extraordinary things. I'm your host, Farah Haidar. Solo episode alert. In these episodes, I try to share things I've learned and thoughts I've had. And this episode comes actually from the last episode of Tales She Told Me. See, I was interviewing the lovely Heidi Rue, and we touched on marriage. And I brought up a question I learned to ask in my marriage, which helped me really appreciate what I had. And I thought, well, that would make a great podcast episode. So here we are. See, this question occurred to me at a really stressful time in my marriage. And I believe all married couples who have children go through this time. It's what I call the season of busy. Yes, you have the challenging time of when they're younger and there are a lot of physical demands that can create conflict in a marriage. But when you enter the tween and teen years, the physical demands may be less, but now your kids are busy, you're busy, they still need to be carted around, and you have the emotional part of parenting, like taking a huge jump, and that makes conflicts about how to raise your children even more likely. And your day just seems to elongate, right? Like when they were younger, you usually got a break when they fell asleep. But now, in the teen and tween years, they stay up later, they're still getting up early, and your afternoons aren't like park visits and play dates or picking them up from childcare. Instead, you're shuttling them to and from activities, right? Cramming in homework, trying to get dinner on the table, trying to get errands done. It's a lot, right? So it's so easy during that time to take what your partner does for granted. Like, yeah, he does this pickup, but I do this and I do that too. And honestly, you're tired and cranky and you just want some relief. But as much as I loved complaining, there's this phrase from our wedding day kept coming back to me. The sheikh that married us actually gave a little sermon prior to sealing the deal, so to speak. And in that speech, he mentioned the most important aspect of marriage and what he wished for us. And he called that, I'm going to say it in Arabic, it's mawadda wa rahma, which means fondness and mercy. Not devotion, not trust, not faith. Mercy. The kind with profound empathy. Right? And the idea being that all other things flow from that, because if you have someone that you have empathy for and that you have fondness for, how can you not respect, trust them, and be devoted to them? How? So as we were going through this time and, you know, it was just a lot of like busyness, a simple question occurred to me every time I would get frustrated. I would say, well, what other choice could he be making? And I think that's an interesting question, right? Because it goes from, is this, it kind of flips the script on what the question is, on how to view this part of your marriage. So like when he travels for work, he could say he can't make it home till Saturday because he has meetings through Friday. Instead, I know for a fact that he crams his meetings into 4 days, sometimes doing 16 hours straight, jet lagged, so he can be home for the weekend. So instead of me saying, oh my God, why does he travel for work so much? I ask, well, what other choice could he be making, right? How could he maybe be elongating his travel? Instead, he's trying to shorten it. Like how enthusiastically he eats a meal I know he doesn't like because that's all I could get on the table and he appreciates that I cooked anything at all. So he doesn't complain. Like how he works really hard on finding a meaningful birthday or anniversary gift rather than just getting something symbolic that'll be, you know, quote unquote, good enough. Here, have some flowers, have some this, even though he knows I hate flowers. Like how he makes time to have lunch at school with his kids at least once a semester rather than claiming he's too busy at work. And believe me, this man is busy at work. How he takes his daughters for drives to let her talk and not just dismiss it as teenage stuff her mom should handle. How he knows the particulars of his son's soccer activities instead of just dropping him off and leaving. When I do that, when I start asking myself, well, what other choices could he be making? It brings to light all the things that he does right. It deepens my appreciation for him as a partner and makes me a little softer in how I approach the stuff I don't like. Because do I have complaints? Absolutely. Are they justifiable? Sure. And you know what? I'm pretty sure he has a very long list about me too. But if I keep my focus on the right things he chooses to do, it makes having those complaints much more manageable. It keeps me respectful in my approach to solving them, and overall, I'm just happier. I've learned to expand that question into my other relationships too. What other choices could my children be making? My friends, my family, and even myself. Like when I get down on myself about something that I'm not doing enough of, I start to ask myself, well, what other choice could you be making? Well, I could be ignoring the problem completely. Like maybe I'm really frustrated where I am with my exercise journey, which is a true fact, unfortunately. But I could say, well, I could be choosing not to do anything at all. At least I'm still in the game. And again, that's made me just that much more empathetic, appreciative, and softer. And I think we all need more softness in our life. So thank you guys for joining me today. I hope you got something out of that. Reach out on all social media platforms at Farah Haidar and tell me, what other choices could you be making? Don't forget to hit the subscribe button so you'll get notified when a next episode is available. Also, I'm giving away a PDF of some of the best quotes we've had on the show, beautifully designed to print and journal your thoughts. Email me at farah@farahhaidar.com and title it Quotes. Talk to you soon. Till then, chase your happy.